Well, hello again, and welcome to the program. We continue today in the Gospel of John. We are looking at the reason why this book was written. It's pretty plain. Sometimes the key verse is not as easy to find as this one. John 20:31 says, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through His name." We're going to pick it up the tail end now, chapter 7, where we left off in our last program. Just a bit of a review. "And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, Why have you not brought him? The officers answered, Never men spake like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Nicodemus saith unto them, He that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, Doth our law judge any man before it hear him, and know what he doeth? They answered and said unto him, Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. And after they had finished their arguing together, every man went unto his own house, and none of them were any smarter than when they started to argue. Now some of them, John 7:25, then said some of them of Jerusalem, Is this not he whom they seek to kill? 7:44, as we've read, some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. 11:37, and some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? This has to do with Lazarus, of course. And then 11:46, But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Yeah, they ran and said, Hey, Jesus has raised Lazarus from the dead. We've got to go back and report to those Pharisees. John 13:29, For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Some of who? Some of the disciples. This is that Passover supper they were having, and Jesus said to Judas, What thou doest, do quickly. And some of them, some of the 11, I mean, we'd call them fundamentalists. Some of them thought, but they thought wrong, after traveling with Jesus for 3.5 years. So some of them, all kinds of different which group, we need to ask ourselves, which group do I fit in? Then we have the officers, the chief priests, and the Pharisees. Now, the officers. 7:45, as we've read here, then came the officers to the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they, the chief priests and the Pharisees, said unto them, Why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, Never man spake like this man. And 18:22 of John, and when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand. You know, there's a great day ahead for that guy. Struck him with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? And then we have the chief priests, John 7:32, the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then came the officers to the chief priests, and they gathered the chief priests. What are we going to do for this man does many miracles? And the chief priests had given a commandment, if any man knew where he was, that they might take him. The chief priests had put, they wanted to put Lazarus to death also. Jesus raised him from the dead. We got to put him to death again, so it doesn't look like it took What a bunch of weirdo hypocrite, religious hypocrites at that. Judas then, having received a band of men from the chief priests, and then Pilate answered the chief priests, "Delivered thee unto me, what hast thou done?" He said to Jesus, when the chief priests cried out, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then, 19 and 21, said the chief priests, "Write not the king of the Jews, but that he said, I am the king of the Jews." And remember, Pilate said, "What I have written, I have written." So we got the officers, we got the chief priests, and then we got the Pharisees. Now, they're mentioned too many times to go through it all here. I put the list for you. One thing all of these people had in common, the Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." They're all dead. Those officers, the one that slapped Jesus, the chief priests, the religious hypocrites, the Pharisees, they're all dead. "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." Now, if that was it, that'd be one thing, but that's not it. Romans 14:10, "As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God." Every one of them, the officers, the chief priests, the Pharisees, Herod, Pilate, the soldiers, every single one of them will bow. Every knee shall bow. All of our politicians, Putin, that Paula that thinks he's such a big shot over in Russia, his knee will bow before Jesus Christ and confess that Jesus is who he said he was. Every knee shall bow. Romans 14:10, "That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Wherefore, now look at what Paul says here. He's talking to Christians. "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." To work it out is to do that from which something results. We got saved, we're here for a reason. We all have a ministry as Christians. "And every knee shall bow." Now, we have two judgments. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, the Bible says. That is those of us who are Christians, as to whether we've worked out our salvation, as we're doing something with it that results in something for the purpose for which God has for us, or whether we haven't. But then there's the great white throne judgment where unsaved will appear. They will bow, they will confess, and they will be cast into hell for eternity. Now, this whole book of John, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." The Bible talks about the Christian who has real life and has peace that passes understanding, and some that don't. The Bible talks about people who refuse to become Christians. Here's the verse again. "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." Well, some of them, that's a regular crowd. Then you got the religious leaders, that's not so regular. All of us, every knee shall bow. Once again, good idea to get in that book of John and study it carefully. "It's written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name." Be sure to be with us next program. We'll get into John chapter 8.